The anniversary of a 1993 murder brought people together in Fairbanks yesterday to remember those lost in unsolved homicide cases. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
On April 26, 1993, 20-year-old Sophie Sergey was found shot to death in a University of Alaska Fairbanks dorm bathroom. Her killer has never been identified. Sergey's stepfather, Leslie Hunter Sr., says this time of year is especially tough for the family.
When the state comes close, we're always thinking of her and praying that one of these days somebody will come up with some kind of clue or something or to resolve it.
Attendees at the Fairbanks ceremony lit candles in Sophie Sergey's memory and for 32 other local victims of unsolved murders dating back to 1972. Tanana Chiefs Conference Justice Task Force Chair Shirley Lee says the event is to try to ease pain that never goes away.
We don't forget, and we are here to help justice be served.
Lee says the chance of resolving long cold cases is remote, but no one's giving up, citing Alaska State Troopers' renewed efforts in the Sergey case.
Last year in the Sophie Sergey case, the Alaska Bureau of Investigations reinvigorated their work into the case and have been going through the case extensively and following up on things that might have not been investigated fully or taking new leads. And so they're still doing their work, and we have hope that that will bring some result.
Unsolved homicides like the Sophie Sergey case also remain on the radar for local police. City of Fairbanks Deputy Chief Brad Johnson says the cases stay open.
Each of our cold cases is assigned to an investigator, and whenever any lead comes forward, then they pursue those leads and continue to investigate the case at every opportunity we have.
Officer Johnson says police know the pain of losing a loved one is worse when there are unresolved issues surrounding the death. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.